You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the TLC show, Little People, Big World, Matthew and Amy Roloff, their son Zach and his wife Tori. Welcome to the show. I love having the whole fam here.
Yeah, I know. Hi, we Mario. Do too.
Nice. So I can't believe that you guys are on your 14th season. That is unbelievable. That's a major success
in
TV, right? So can you remember a time when cameras weren't following you around?
Barely.
I mean, yeah, Zach, I mean, what about you?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been only most of the life I know, you know, junior high, high school.
Yeah.
Adult, so.
So why not continue?
Why not keep it going? Why not keep it? Yeah, like you, the Roloffs and the Kardashians are like the longest reigning families.
Yeah.
But you guys are all sweet, oh, nice.
We have the Kardashians beat. We got the Guinness Book of Records on that.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they looked at the Kardashians in our show and we had a few more episodes, so we got the Guinness Book. Isn't that right, guys?
Yeah.
Good for you. I didn't know it was a thing. That was just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So has it become easier to film over the years?
Pardon me?
Has it become easier over time?
Yeah, we get a system down.
I think it's just different. I mean, it's kind of a norm. It's kind of a weird norm. You know, like anything else, there's good, there's bad, but I don't know, easier is that?
For me, it would be like, you know, you're a junior high or high school, your awareness isn't quite there yet.
You know,
I'm a young adult, so now I'm more like aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think for me, you know, I'm a little bit smarter now, so maybe it has gotten a little harder.
Yeah.
Because I know, hey, whatever I do now is going to be then broadcasted. You know what I'm saying?
You know what to expect, at least a little bit, too.
Yeah, I recognize that, like, hey.
So, right.
But, and then Tori,
you know,
I mean.
Get used to it.
Yeah, how'd you like getting into the mix, Tori?
It was definitely intimidating, but I mean, it kind of came with the deal when
Jackson's,
I signed up.
Jackson's
for
the most natural one.
Yeah, he's very comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah.
So where are you all at in your lives this season?
We're Tori and me just moved into a slightly bigger house, getting ready to grow the family, hopefully here pretty soon, and then yeah, that's kind of where we're at. But we're still close to the farm.
And the new dog.
Yeah, we just got a new puppy.
Nice.
And yeah, doing our thing. Still coaching soccer. I am. And Tori's taking a break from teaching to, you know, be with Jackson. And then, yeah, that's where we're at.
That's a great place to be right now. Soak it all in. It goes fast. And Amy and Matt, I know you guys got divorced a few years ago, but obviously kept the show going. What's been the biggest challenge when it comes to working together?
Well, you know, just the natural, you know, the reason we got divorced is because we saw things different. I mean, you know, and so we own some businesses together and we are still get along on those businesses. We own a salsa business. Mm-hmm. We own the farm, the pumpkin business. So
we got the grandkids. You're a mogul.
Yeah.
We definitely do business together, but obviously our personal lives have gone in our own direction and we're still figuring out the farm. And
got it.
You know, we see this Jackson here and enjoy the farm. So,
well, that's awesome that you're still able to see the big picture and continue to work together because a lot of couples can't. And you're both seeing other people? Or are you dating?
Yeah.
Okay.
That came to me as a what? What in the world?
what in the world, right?
It gets a little weird when we all four get together.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's very progressive.
Yep. Progressive.
Portland's like that. So you're in the right area.
I like to keep it normal.
Yeah. So how old, Tori, is Jackson now?
Jackson will be 2 in just about 2 weeks here.
Okay, he's very chill. He's a good little boy.
We call him stoic.
Yeah.
Nice. He's stoic. That's a good word.
Chiller.
You don't hear that often for a baby.
Yeah.
I wish my little boy had a little stoicism to him because he'd probably be breaking everything at this point at that age. And is raising a child with dwarfism different now compared to when you were growing up?
Yeah, I think there's more information out there. Like for our doctor, or his pediatrician was actually my pediatrician growing up. But now there's like databases that you can, you know, access of kids with dwarfism. So, you know, he's not being compared to other kids of average height with his physical development.
Right.
So I think there are more resources out there which make things a little easier. I think our show has shown a little bit that, like, it's going to be okay if your kid has a physical disability. You know,
that's great.
It's fine.
It's empowering.
It's going to be okay if your parents have, you know, their act together and everything like that, you know.
I think people are communicating about, you know, things a lot more too, and discussing, and, you know, Facebook platforms and
there's more,
you know,
support,
sharing,
there's more support,
yeah,
groups,
sharing ideas
like that you can access.
Yeah.
But then, like, also within like our family, Yeah. I mean, like, as an Avatite person coming into a family and having a dwarf, like, we have so many resources just within our family. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Roloffs do a really great job of, like, sharing that information with other people as well.
But then we do try to, like, Jackson, you know, is a dwarf, he is Jackson, though. You know, this, his dwarfism does not define him. You know, he is, he's an original, you know, so.
Nor should it. And, and do you have plans to expand the family, or are you sticking to one?
Yeah, we have plans. That's kind of the, you know, moving into a little bigger house and everything, getting the puppy. We definitely have plans, but nothing yet.
What kind of puppy did you get?
Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh, nice. Those are cool.
Yeah, 120 pounds.
It's a big dog.
That's a, that's a
don't
big
get too
dog.
Close or I know knock those you dogs. Over.
And with the hair, it looks even bigger.
Oh, yeah. No, but him and Jackson play sweet best together.
He can ride them.
Best dog to have for a child. At least for us, it's been a wonderful experience.
I love that you've got that dog. Well, with the farm and everything, I'm sure that's awesome over there. And Amy, your autobiography is coming out this month, Little Me. Tell me about it.
Well, it's pre-orders are going on right now, but I just wanted to share some more stories about my life. People see me on television and everything, but there's a whole life that brought me to here and a lot of the challenges that I've overcome and, you know, just with confidence and a childhood illness and just bullying and, you know, a lot of those stuff. Hopefully it'll be inspiring and impactful for people. So, yeah.
How was it reliving a lot of those moments from the past?
You know, that is the hardest part about writing a book about yourself. I mean, it took almost 2 years, a year and a half to write. Mm-hmm. And first of all, you write a story and you get all the facts out. And I'm like, wait a minute, this really had an impact on me.
Right.
Then you go back and relive it again. And so it was tough. It was hard. And, you know, there were some moments that I even cried just going back and remembering that. But I dedicate the book to my parents and to my four kids. So.
That's cool. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay. We'll go down the line real quick with you four. We'll leave Jackson out of it this time. Go to karaoke song.
Anything Britney Spears.
Okay. I Believe I Can Fly.
Okay. You take it down a notch. Okay.
Oh, I'd say Journey, Faithfully.
Oh, a ballad.
Yeah, I like that.
The only one I can say, Happy Birthday.
Hey, nice and quick. Everyone knows the words. Last show you binge watched?
The Office.
The Office.
Dang. That's what. Wait, let me ask you something, because these guys just binge watch. The show's been around forever. Why did you decide to binge watch
that? This is like our third time through. Yeah.
Did you not get it the first time or what?
No, it's hilarious.
You can't get enough of it.
Wow, that's crazy. You just keep So I'm not too late. I thought it was too late.
No way.
I'm not too late.
Never no, it's
late.
Hilarious.
You can binge it.
You know what? You guys convinced me, not these guys. You guys did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then your slash
I would
shows.
Say Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big NBC fans.
Yeah. 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 It kind of is. What show do you binge watch?
Oh.
Last one.
Yeah, I watched Breaking Bad.
That's good. Yes. A Man of Taste.
A lot of Netflix.
I like that. Yeah. What I leave off here? Celebrity crushes growing up.
Oh man.
What was yours?
Mine was John Krasinski from The Office.
Oh, apropos.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Who was yours, babe?
Probably Emma Watson.
It's a good one.
That's a tough one. I don't know.
Who'd you like as a kid?
I don't know. I am dumbfounded. I don't know. Matt, you.
Mine's easy. It was Farrah Fawcett. Oh, yeah. I got a scrapbook still and everything. I collected everything from Farrah Fawcett.
Nice. I like that move right there. Yeah. Okay, last one. Favorite late night snack?
Popcorn.
Not much of a snacker.
You aren't.
Yeah, whatever she's eating.
Some popcorn. Okay.
Chocolate covered raisins.
Raisinettes.
Yep.
Slice of Swiss cheese.
Ooh, I like all those little choices right there. Go over and crash out and raid the fridge there. Well, watch Little People Big World Tuesdays on TLC. You can follow them on Instagram at Matt Roloff, at Amy J. Roloff, at Z Roloff 07, and at Tori Roloff. Thanks so much for stopping by, guys, and congrats again.
Thank you, Mario. Yay.
On with Mario Lopez.